Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here with WWL draft analyst Mike Dettillier. And Mike, we're getting ready for the draft. It's coming up in April. And the NFL Combine's next week, and a big position that the Saints will be looking to upgrade will surely be the tight end spot. Benjamin Watson's retired. Michael Homanowanui is going to be an unrestricted free agent. That leaves Josh Hill, Dan Arnold, and Garrett Griffin on the roster. Now, the Saints don't have much draft equity, just one pick in the first four rounds. Who are some potential tight ends that will be around in the second round that this team could grab?
Well, let me eliminate the guys that won't be there. Since you have a second-round pick, you've got three guys that will be gone by the time the Saints pick in round two. T.J. Hockenson from Iowa, he's a likely top 15 pick in the draft. It's a rarity that you have a tight end that will get picked that high, but I think Hockenson from Iowa goes that high. Noah Fant, another Iowa kid, well-coached by Kurt Ferentz. He'll also be a late first round pick. So you got two Iowa tight ends that'll go in the first round. Irv Smith Jr. Is a player that sits right on the edge. Again, his dad, a former Saints first round pick, had a really good career at University of Alabama. He'll be a late first, early second. So I think T.J. Hockenson, Noah Fant, and also Irv Smith Jr. will all be gone by the time the Saints pick late in round two. A couple guys to keep in mind. One would be Jace Sternberger from Texas A&M. Anybody who watched the Texas A&M LSU game, he's the tight end who made the catch that was ruled an incomplete pass in overtime that he dropped that looked to be a fumble. He was a tremendous player for Jimbo Fisher last year at A&M. Big 6'4", 245-pound tight end. Excellent receiver, one-year starter, started his career at Kansas, went to JUCO, ended up being a big-time player for the Aggies last year. Matter of fact, he had six catches of 30 yards or more last year. That's a big number for a tight end. I think he's got a really strong shot to be there late in round two. Another young man who I think will climb up the draft boards would be Isaac Nauta from Georgia. Highly recruited football player, was at IMG Academy, 6'3", 250-pounder. Wasn't used a lot in the passing game at Georgia, but when they did, he came up with the catch. He's a big target guy downfield, can catch the football extremely well. Playing at Georgia, you got to know how to run block, and he does that really, really well. And the Georgia coaches have praised his run blocking and his pass protection skills. So if you're looking at two players that could be there late in round two, Jay Sternberger from Texas A&M and Isaac Nauta from Georgia would be two players to keep an eye on, as you watch the combine. I think those two guys are going to make that move and be top 60 players in this draft class.
Now, everyone likes to talk about, of course, draft sleepers, and the Saints have a fifth-rounder, 2 6th, and 2 7th-rounders right now. Who are some guys that are maybe some of those late-round tight ends that could be of some value?
I think a middle-round sleeper is right up the road from us, is Dawson Knox from Ole Miss, a former walk-on, was a basketball player, turned the football late, again, another 6'4", 240-pound. Really good receiver, got a lot of want to. He needs to learn how to run routes a little bit better. Wasn't used because, you got A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf. That tight end ain't getting a lot of looks. But when they threw it to him, he got open. And he is a really good athlete. And I think someone in the middle rounds of the draft that you got to take a long look at because of his athleticism and his ability to catch the football. In the later rounds, Dax Raymond from Utah State, 6'5", 250. big, tall kid, catches the football well, has played in a system where they throw the football quite a bit, has improved as a blocker. But his forte is his ability to get open downfield, use that great size, and he's got some scoot after the catch. So Dax Raymond's a player from Utah State to keep an eye on as it gets around. And also Donald Parnum from Stetson, former basketball player. He's got some athleticism in his background, a 6 foot, 7.5 inch tight end. He's a developmental guy. But as a later round pick, he is also someone to keep an eye on.
Now, a player who's not really known as a receiving tight end, but some the local fans will have interest in, is knowing where Foster Moreau may go. Definitely a great blocker. Is he a guy that you could see getting drafted in the later rounds, or will he end up an undrafted rookie?
I think Foster's going to end up being a fifth, early sixth round pick. You're right about that, Steve. He's known for his run blocking, and they wanted to get him to football this year, but with LSU's offensive line issues, they had to keep him in line. To help out in protection, also help out as a run blocker. He's not your anchor in the 4x400 meter relay, but he's a huge man downfield. He knows how to get open and set you up. Sure-handed receiver in that short intermediate part of the field. He'll help out on special teams. He'll really do a great job as an inline blocker, and I know in talking to Coach O about him, he just praised him as being one of the toughest guys on that LSU football team. Kind of knowing where O grew up and everything else, when he starts talking about and praising your toughness, you know what you got here. So I think he's a later round pick. I think he certainly has a niche in the NFL as a blocker and also as a really good short intermediate receiver. Where LSU didn't use him a lot, and I think he could be very effective, is in the red zone because he's a 6'5"-plus receiver. He is a big target guy in that part of the field when it gets condensed. So I think he'll be a really good pickup for a football team. And, again, we are talking about situational football, which is a huge part of the NFL. Foster Moreau is going to cut his niche there, and I think he'll end up being probably a fifth-round pick, if not real early in round six.
WWL draft guru Mike Dettillier, always appreciate the time. I'm sure you're getting that big draft book together right now. When can we expect to see that? I know people can place orders right now, but when do you start delivering that?
It'll be out the first week in April, somewhere around April 5th, where we'll compile everything. And so I'm trying to get my 600-page book down to about 220 pages at this stage, and we'll have it out first week in April.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Appreciate the time and talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate it.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.